Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsword dictating an endoscopy report on patient Maria Taveras, date of birth 7/22/75, date of procedure October 27, 2023. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Goldsword, you are referring physicians, Dr. Gabriel Martinez. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Indication, screening for colon cancer, comma, surveillance, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, GERD, comma, mid-epigastric abdominal pain. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possibly missing lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient period. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated or spare anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period. A well lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus, advanced into direct vision to the third portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second and third portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus period. A retroflexia is obtained in the cardio period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position period. The digital rectal exam was normal. Well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds period. The TI was intubated and evaluated period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period. Direct flexure was obtained of the rectum period. Blast and bowel prep score was 8-2-3-3 period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings, number one, adupar endoscopy. Next line, one, unremarkable esophagus with irregular Z-line at 36 centimeters from the pipe block. Gastric erythema status post cold biopsy polypectomy. Cold biopsy for histology. Next line, unremarkable duodenum to D3 biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, number two, colonoscopy. Next line, unremarkable visualized portion of the TI. Next line, two sessile diminutive rectal polyps were noted and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids. Next line, plan. Number 1, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, avoid nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and anti-reflex precautions were encouraged. Period. Next line, high-fiber diet. Delete that. Next, surveillance colonoscopy in 5 years. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled.